Let's get it on right now.
Hey, boys and girls. Welcome to the best podcast in the history of mankind. It's Monty's Rockcast. And now, here's your host, Monty Colvin.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to the Rockcast. I am your host, Monty Colvin.
Who the hell is this guy? Has anybody ever heard of him? No.
So glad you could join me for this amazing episode. And today I have no idea what I'm going to do on it, other than what I usually do, which is talk some rock, play you some cool tunes, and possibly read some of your emails. And if it surprises you that I get emails, well, trust me, you're not half as surprised as I am that I get emails. But yes, as it turns out, people have comments for me and have things to tell me. And I recently got some feedback about the last episode, including Eric from Orange County, who said, "Hey, Monty, I don't know why anyone feels the need to bash you and spread rumors like you're an atheist. Never once did you say that you don't believe in God, you just have some reluctance to believe certain things in organized religion. Who else other than yourself knows what you believe?" Yeah, that's true, Eric, and I don't know why people feel the need to go on social media and talk about stuff they know nothing about. But they do, and they have ever since the internet was born, and I've kind of gotten used to it. I've had people I've never met make presumptions about who I am or what I think, and I've had former bandmates criticize me on Facebook and Galactic Cowboy forums. And it always seems weird to me because if you want to say something to me, I'm like the easiest guy to get a hold of. I'm not hard to find, and if you've got a question or a problem with me, all you've got to do is email me. But the internet is a great place for cowards. All you got to do is throw a bunch of stuff out there, and you don't have to face anybody, and no one really knows if it's true or not, because you don't have to do anything to back it up. And it all used to really bother me, but anymore, I don't really worry about it. I try to let my life and my work speak for itself, and I will openly admit that I've made mistakes, and I'm sorry for a lot of things. I'll be the first to say I'm not perfect.
No, you're not.
But I've learned a lot over the years, and I've changed a lot. And one thing that I've learned is that people talk a lot, but most of what they say doesn't really matter. I mean, I've had some petty, jealous people literally try to destroy me with their words, but I'm still here. And though it was very hurtful at the time, I got over it. And here's what I do now. Let's say you and I used to be in a band together, and you're upset at me about something, but rather than coming to me and talking to me about it or dropping me an email, you just go on the internet and start talking shit about me. Well, I'm not going to like that, and I'm probably going to lose a lot of respect for you, but I'm also not going to go on Facebook or any forums and talk about you. Why? Well, because I've already given you enough attention and publicity, and from now on, you can figure out how to get that on your own.
Ah!
Yeah, see how that works?
No, I don't.
Anyway, enough about that. Let's move on to another email, and this one comes from Sean McClure, a good friend of the show. And he wrote to tell me that he thought the last episode was awesome, and he thought the Facebook status updates that I did were fabulous. And he also agreed with me that the Walking Dead TV show is slowing down, and it's just not as good as Breaking Bad. Well, thanks for your comments, Sean. And yeah, if you saw the season finale for The Walking Dead, God, I don't know what you thought, but I thought it was just silly.
Loved it!
People just overacting and things just way too dramatic. And I just found myself laughing.
Nothing about it was funny.
But if you liked Breaking Bad, check out Better Call Saul. A lot of the same characters from Breaking Bad, and it's not too shabby.
I hate it!
Next, I got a message from Donnie Bowden in Georgia. He's a GC fan and a listener of the Rockcast, and he sent me a link to a video by a band named Crunchy. But upon viewing the video, I discovered that, no, it was not me, but what looked like a couple of chicks who decided to take my name.
I'm outraged!
And, you know, I'm not going to make a big deal out of it, even though I have been using that name Crunchy since 2000. And I've got 3 CDs, and I've got videos on YouTube and so forth. But I do have to wonder, when somebody picks out a band name, why don't they Google it first or go on the internet and, you know, see if anybody else has it?
They're idiots.
But whatever, I'm sure they're nice people. So, you know, maybe we can play together someday. Have Crunchy open for Crunchy.
That should never happen.
Jimmy G in Chicago sent me an email with an idea for a new game for the Rockcast. It's called Rock or Not, and Jimmy suggests that the listeners send me their lists of groups or songs, and I decide whether they're rock or not. And he said I could even have guest judges like Lindsay or Jimmy Jeff. And to get me started, Jimmy G has sent me his list, and the first one I'll do is Loverboy. Are they rock or not?
Not.
Okay, before I tell you what I think, I'm going to take you back about 100 episodes or so ago and remind you of something I used to do on this show. And I think a lot of you will remember because I used to threaten the listeners.
That's rude.
And I used to say, listen, if you guys don't start sending me some MP3s of you reading top 10 lists or asking me questions or whatever, I'm going to play Loverboy.
This almost seems cruel.
And I thought this would work, but it didn't because no one sent me anything. And so I decided to up the ante and I said, all right, if you want to be that way, then I'm going to play Beyonce.
Stop it! Stop it!
Yeah, nobody wanted to hear that, and I did get a lot of complaints. And when I think about it now, you know, compared to Beyonce, Loverboy isn't really that bad. But do they rock is the question. And I'm going to have to kind of break this down. First of all, I saw them about 3 times back in the 80s. They were always opening for somebody. And in the 80s, it didn't matter whether the opening band sounded anything like the headliner because everybody was cool with whatever. And I actually saw Loverboy open for Kansas. And, you know, they were all right, but I do have to say their lead singer, Mike Reno, was a little bit douchey. And if he's listening right now, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Reno. I don't mean to be too harsh, but, you know, if you go back and view the tape, I think you'll see the red headband and some of your lyrics were a little douchey. And to make my case, let me just read you a few lyrics from Turn Me Loose. It goes, I was born to run, I was born to dream, the craziest boy you've ever seen, I gotta do it my way, or no way at all. And I was here to please, I'm even on my knees, making love to whoever I please. I gotta do it my way, or no way at all. And I think we can all admit that those lyrics were extremely douchey, even for the early 80s. Because back then, you know, if you were in a rock band and you were coming to somebody's town, the women better just beware. Because apparently the musicians were just hot-blooded and got to do whatever they wanted.
What's wrong with that?
Now, I was in a cover band at this point, and the band that I was in used to play Loverboy songs. And yes, I played a little Working for the Weekend. And as I was trying to learn these songs, I kind of sat back and I went, you know, if you analyze these a little bit, they're actually kind of brilliant. And I know they seem now like they were just kind of obnoxious little pop songs, but almost every single guitar line, keyboard part, verse, chorus, they were all hooks. And right now, if somebody walked up to you and said, hey, how's that Working for the Weekend song go? You could sing it to them. So does Loverboy rock? Well, they never did anything that was going to crush your skull exactly. But they did write some incredibly catchy tunes with electric guitar, and they will never suck as much as Beyoncé does. So believe it or not, I will say Loverboy is rock.
No, they're not, idiot.
Another one that Jimmy wanted me to determine whether they were rock or not was Lenny Kravitz. And that's a tricky one because I've never been a big fan of his, but I do think he's pretty talented. For the most part, his stuff just doesn't interest me. Some of it I hated, and I never need to hear his version of American Woman ever again. However, Are You Gonna Go My Way definitely rocks. So I guess he does too. But only sometimes.
Never.
Next one on Jimmy's list is The Knack. And I kind of liked The Knack back in the days. They were all right, but they were more of a pop band. Kind of a new wave thing. So no, I don't think they rock. But how about Living Color? Do they rock or not?
I think so.
Well, yeah, I guess they were considered a rock band, but I was never a fan, so basically I don't care. If you gave me my choice between being punched in the throat or hearing Cult of Personality ever again, well, I might take the throat punch.
It would not be my first choice.
Oh, but here's a good one. Jimmy wants to know, the Beach Boys, rock or not? And I would say not, but they had some great stuff, and Brian Wilson is a genius. And I recently watched a documentary, I think it was on Showtime or something like that, and it was about the making of their album Pet Sounds, and it was really interesting. And basically what happened was Brian Wilson got sick of touring, and so while the band went on tour, he just stayed home and brought in all these musicians and an orchestra and just went crazy experimenting. Unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't know, however you want to look at it, he didn't just experiment musically, he also did a lot of drugs and acid. And he came up with all this amazing sounding stuff, but at the same time, he kind of fried his brain. Or at least that's what it seems like. And I don't mean to be disrespectful, but now he kind of talks like he's Bill Murray from Caddyshack.
Huh?
He's kind of like, you know, I don't know if I'm a genius or not. I just kind of like music. But on my deathbed, I will receive total consciousness.
Oh, hey, that is uncalled for.
But don't get me wrong, I'm not making fun of him. I'm just saying the drugs may have taken their toll. That's all.
This is very disrespectful.
Anyway, it was a good show. Check it out if you can. But watching it made me think about musical geniuses and who are my favorites of all time. And so I made a top 10 list, and I think I'll read it for you now.
Hell yeah, let's do it!
So what is my criteria for being a musical genius? Well, I'm thinking about guys that are multi-instrumentalists. They have a genius level of creativity. A lot of times they come up with stuff that no one's ever heard before. And they're prolific. And I talked about Brian Wilson, so let's go ahead and make him number 10. Number 9 is Trent Reznor, and he wrote one of my favorite songs of all time, Hurt. In fact, the other day I heard Johnny Cash do it, and he just butchered it, and I still went, God, that is a great tune. So that's when you know something is extremely special, and so is Trent Reznor.
The guy's a lunatic.
Musical genius number 8 is Eddie Van Halen. Think about it. This guy sits in his bedroom and ends up inventing this tapping style that all guitarists emulate. And then he creates a guitar sound that no one's ever heard before. But what if he had sucked as a songwriter? Maybe people would have talked about him like, you know, the way people talk about Buckethead or somebody like that. But no, he ends up writing all these incredible riffs and these hit songs. But being known as one of the greatest guitar players of all time wasn't enough. He ends up coming up with that thing for Jump on the keyboards.
Yeah!
So Eddie Van Halen, definitely musical genius. Number 7 is the amazing Devin Townsend. He's gone from playing with Steve Vai to a death metal band, to doing proggy stuff, he played with the Wild Hearts, and he's even done a country album. So he can do it all, but I just watched one of his YouTube concerts the other day, and the guy is freaking hilarious. He'd be standing there playing this incredibly complicated riff or scale on his guitar, while at the same time telling the crowd a joke. So he gets extra points for that, and he is a freaky prog nerd from another planet.
But also a weirdo.
Number 6 on my list is Tom Scholz from Boston. And I talked about him on a recent episode, and in the meantime, I got an email from Rockcast listener Phil Robinson. And Phil told me about a documentary about Tom Scholz that's on YouTube. And so I went and watched it, and it was really good. Once again, here's a guy in the 70s who invents his own guitar sound and just happens to write incredibly poppy, catchy top 10 hits. Not only that, but apparently everything you heard on that first Boston album except the vocals was him.
I'm not impressed in the least.
Something else I've been watching on YouTube here lately are old concerts of Utopia. One of my favorite bands of all time, fronted by musical genius number 5, Todd Rundgren. And holy crap, the guy could sing, write, produce, and play his ass off on guitar.
Stop your breaking my-
So if you've never heard of Utopia, definitely check some of that out. But here's someone that everyone's heard of. At number four, Paul McCartney.
I don't know that name.
Yeah, I don't really think I need to explain this, do I?
Who is he? What is he all about?
Guitar, bass, piano, songwriter, that voice.
I'll admit I've never heard of the guy.
All right, I think I'll just move on to number three, which is Carrie Livgren from Kansas. He is just a prog god, and when I was about 18, I just worshipped him. And he influenced me to become a writer and a musician and do some of the things that I did in Galactic Cowboys. And I never dreamed that one day he would actually hear some of the stuff I would do and that he would like it. And I would get to meet him and go to his studio and sing on one of his songs and even have him play on one of my crunchy songs. And the other day I saw him post something on Facebook where he said he was working on this cantata thing that he's been working on for years and years. And I think it was around 99 or 2000, somewhere in there, he had me do a little vocal thing on one of those songs. And I so hope that he goes ahead and finishes it and puts it out. But Carrie definitely inspired me, and so did favorite genius number two, Pete Townsend. And the thing is, when you think of Pete Townsend, you think of the songwriting and the rock operas. But that guy was a genius performer. He did things on stage that were innovative and absolutely brilliant. So he's at number two, but my number one favorite musical genius of all time is Ginger Wildheart.
Shocking.
Yeah, big surprise. If you know anything about me, you know I've been talking about this guy for years. But like Devin Townsend, he can cover any style of music, and he's just prolific. But my favorite songs by Ginger are still the ones that he did with the Wild Hearts. So why don't I play a Wild Heart song now? You know, I've had a lot of people tell me I ought to start doing interviews. After all, that's what most podcasters do. They just talk to people and then call it a show. And most of those shows are very popular. So I finally said, all right, I give up. I'll do interviews. So I'm going to do one now just for you guys. You've been asking for him for a long time. It's my old friend from Kansas City, Jimmy Jeff.
Jimmy Jeff. Concert and CD reviews.
The views and opinions of Jimmy Jeff do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Rockcast. Any similarities between Jimmy Jeff and other morons, rednecks, or mentally impaired are merely coincidental.
I heard that.
On the phone, we've got Jimmy Jeff. You there?
Huh?
Jimmy Jeff, this is Monty. You're on my show.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
Not much, man. It's been a while. What have you been doing?
Oh, not a hell of a lot.
Yeah?
You know, I'm still working over there at the auto body shop.
Right.
And when I get home at night, I usually drink a case of beer and play some Call of Duty on my Xbox.
Oh, okay. I think that's what you were doing the last time I talked to you.
Yep.
Well, you been doing anything else for fun?
Fun? Hell, I don't know what that is anymore. I'm married.
Oh, yeah. Well, how is your wife?
Oh, God, she is a pain in my keister.
Oh.
She nags me so constantly I wish for my own demise.
Wow, well, that's kind of drastic.
The other day she was complaining at me that I never do anything for her.
Oh, well, do you?
Hell yeah, I do stuff for her all the time.
Okay, well, what'd you do for her for Mother's Day?
Well, as a matter of fact, I took her on a trip to the Ozarks.
I see. Well, what'd you do there?
We stayed in a tent and went fishing for 4 days.
Ah.
You would have thought she'd shown some appreciation, but she didn't seem to like it at all.
Yeah, well.
She just bitched at me the entire time.
Ah, well, that is a shame.
It's not like I made her catch the fish.
Yeah?
All she had to do was stay in the tent and clean them.
Well, you tried. At least you were thoughtful.
Damn straight.
Okay, man. Well, I'm glad you're doing okay. And listen, I had somebody write into the show. His name's Jimmy G in Chicago. And he wanted to know if you'd like to play a game.
What do you mean?
Well, it's called Rock or Not. I'm going to tell you the name of a band or musician, and you will tell me if they rock or not.
All right.
All right. Well, here we go. Bon Jovi, rock or not?
Oh, well, that's easy, man. They rock.
Okay. Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Well, they not only rock, they kick ass.
The Captain and Tennille.
Not.
The Eagles.
Rock.
Jackson Browne.
Not.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
They were gay.
The Village People.
Pretty sure they were gay.
Queen.
Oh, they rocked.
The Beach Boys.
Not.
Billy Joel.
Not.
Bruce Springsteen.
Rock.
Galactic Cowboys.
Who?
All right, nice job, Jimmy Jeff. Thanks for playing.
Who was that last one you said?
Speaking of rock, Jimmy Jeff, have you heard there's a new Warrant album out?
Did you say Warrant?
Yes, I did.
Oh, man, I love that band.
Sure.
I love that cheese, my cherry pie.
Well, they've got a new album out. It's called Louder, Harder, Faster.
Awesome.
Yeah, let's check it out and see what you think. All right, what'd you think of that, Jimmy Jeff?
Man, after all these years, they still kick ass.
Well, yeah, if you like that kind of thing.
Man, that Janie Lane is singing better than ever.
That's not Janie Lane, Jimmy Jeff.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, I hate to break it to you, but Janie Lane passed away.
Well, no, I'm pretty sure he's still alive.
Okay, well, whatever you say, here's some more Warrant.
Yeah.
So there you go, the latest from Warrant.
Yeah, I gotta get that. It ain't no cherry pie or anything like that, but, you know, it's still pretty good.
Yeah, sounds like they're really stretching out there, trying some new things.
Well, hell yeah.
All right. Well, here's something else that's new, Jimmy Jeff. It's a single from an upcoming Of Mice and Men album.
Huh?
It's called Unbreakable.
I don't know who that is.
What'd you think of that?
Man, I hate that new kind of music.
Really? Why's that?
Oh, I can't stand all that screaming.
Yeah, well, I guess it's not for everyone.
Well, it sure ain't for me, I'll tell you that.
Okay, well, here's something that might be more to your liking.
Yeah, what's that?
This is brand new from Seether.
Oh, there you go. Now you're talking. I love some Seether.
Huh, now that screaming doesn't bother you?
I've seen them live about 10 times.
Yeah.
They play them all the time on the radio.
Uh-huh, so therefore you like it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, well, Jimmy Jeff, it's been nice talking to you, man. Thanks for the interview.
Yeah, anytime.
Okay, man, take her easy and don't let your meat loaf.
All right, take her easy and
Here's a little bit more of the new Seether. It's always good to talk to my favorite redneck, Jimmy Jeff.
That guy was despicable.
Now, I usually do a segment called What's on TV, but this time I'm going to do a segment called What's on YouTube.
Well, that's different.
Here lately, instead of wasting my time on Facebook or watching TV, reading or spending quality time with my family, I've decided instead to waste my life watching YouTube. There's seemingly no end to the amount of funny cat videos you can find on there. But the other day, I actually found something useful.
I say no, there's no way.
If it's one thing that people know about me, it's that I hate yard work. But now that I'm a homeowner, I have to do it. And so I sure don't want it to be any more unpleasant than it already is. Well, I'm out there mowing one day when all of a sudden my mower just stops. And I try and try to restart it, but it's dead. Now, in the past, I would have just said, screw it, I'm going to go buy a new mower. But not now, not with YouTube. I go on there and I find all these videos about how to fix your mower. And they take you step by step on how to take the carburetor apart and empty the gas tank and all that. And so I go and spend about $25 on carburetor cleaner and a new filter. And I get home and I start taking it all apart.
This is going to end badly.
Well, I know what you're thinking right now. You're saying, Monty, you're not going to be able to get that back together.
That's right.
Well, believe it or not, I actually did. However, the mower still would not start. So at that point, I said, screw it, I'm just going to go buy a new mower. So I went to Home Depot, paid about $280, and got a brand new one. But before I used it, I thought, you know, I didn't try changing the spark plug on that old one. So I went back, got a spark plug, went back home, put it in, and it started right up.
Sure!
However, it still runs like crap, so I'm keeping the new one. So what am I trying to say with all this? Well, you can actually fix your own mower. I did it, just by watching YouTube.
You make me proud.
So you can find some really helpful information on YouTube. But, of course, what I mainly use it for is watching concerts. And sometimes I'll go on these binges where I just watch certain bands. And for a couple of weeks straight, I watched nothing but In Flames concert videos. And I've actually liked them for a long time, but I've never really talked about them much on this show. And I've kind of rediscovered them, and In Flames is awesome, and I love their lead guitar player. He just plays amazing riffs and leads, and he's got a really cool beard, as does the lead singer.
My God, they're on drugs!
Sure, if we change my perspective, I'm certain I will change today. I am certain it will change our way.
Yeah. One last thing I wanted to tell you about that I've been seeing on YouTube is people doing cover tunes of Galactic Cowboy songs. Like, I saw this video of a band in a club doing a cover of If I Were a Killer, and they did a pretty good job. And I also saw one of this guy showing you how to play T.I.M. on the guitar. And there was another one of this dude showing you how to play Make Me Smile on the bass. And it's always so flattering to see that stuff, but it's also kind of weird for me. Because I wrote some of those songs back in the 90s, and to know that people still care about that stuff, that they would take the time to make a video, it just blows my mind. And as I was watching that guy play Make Me Smile on bass, I kind of went, oh yeah, that's what I played on that song, kind of. Except I think this guy's better than me.
Of course he is.
So thanks to all the fans who promote our stuff, we really appreciate it. And we will be depending a lot on you guys in the coming months when we put out our new album. And as of right now, it looks like it's going to be released this fall. It is done. Alan just got through mixing and mastering it, and it sounds great. And now we just have to wait 3 or 4 months. And during that time, the record company will be getting a marketing plan together. We'll be doing some press, probably a video or two, and we'll be putting together the packaging of the CD and probably getting some new merchandise. So just be patient. It's going to get real fun in the coming months. We're going to have some new music for you that I think you'll really enjoy, and we're really excited for you to hear it. And let me just tell you something. As a member of Galactic Cowboys, it is my goal to not only crush your skull, but to break up the monotony that is modern popular music. I mean, I no longer listen to the radio, but the other night when I watched the Billboard Awards on TV, that was all the information I needed to let me know that it sucks.
You better believe it does.
Once again, I got Nicki Minaj, I got Miley Cyrus, and I got an Asian boy band winning Best New Artist.
Unbelievable.
Of course, you got the usual rap and hip-hop, and Drake won just about everything. But surprisingly this time, they also let some white people perform.
What's going on with that?
For instance, Ed Sheeran did a song. And I guess he's okay, but personally, if I'm going to watch a white guy with an acoustic guitar, just go ahead and give me Gordon Lightfoot.
Who the hell is that?
Yeah, remember him?
No!
Sundown, you better take care. Or the Rick of the Edmonds Fitzgerald.
That I remember.
The Great Lake they call Gitchigumi.
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah, now that was some good stuff.
Move on.
All right. There was also this group called the Chainsmokers, and they played a song. But it was just this dude singing with a drummer. There was no guitar, there was no bass. And I pretty much have had it with these bands that don't have a bass player. And so to all these groups like the Chainsmokers, the Black Keys, 21 Pilots... I have just one thing to say. You guys can go to hell, okay? You hear me? Go to hell.
Yeah.
You're dead to me.
That's right.
You're worthless and weak.
Oh, freak boy. Calm down.
Okay, I feel better.
Just relax.
All right. Of course, being that it is the Billboard Awards, you're not going to get any metal, and you're really not even going to get any rock and roll, but you will get a tribute to Cher. And I used to actually think she was kind of hot back in the day. But these days at 71, it may be time to stop performing half naked and just go ahead and retire. She may still be able to fit inside some of those outfits that she used to get in back in the 80s, but it doesn't mean we still want to see her in them.
I think that's an interesting commentary.
Now, if you're wondering, yes, they did take a little time to give a moment of silence to Chris Cornell. And if you're wondering what I thought of Chris Cornell, well, you probably don't want to know. But since this is the Rock Cast, I'm going to go ahead and tell you anyway.
Don't do it.
I met him a couple of times while on tour back in the 90s, and each time I walked away thinking, wow, what an arrogant dick.
Whoa.
But after hearing the other day that he had committed suicide, maybe he was just a depressed, arrogant dick.
Could be.
I was never a Soundgarden fan, but I did think he was a pretty good songwriter. I mean, he did have a lot of hits. But I just really never cared for his voice, and if you ever heard them live, it was kind of like listening to a cat being strangled.
Great point.
I am curious, though, as to what the deal was. He was tremendously successful, he was obviously rich, he was good-looking, and yet apparently miserable. I'm going to guess that he probably had some kind of drug problem, because if you go and watch the last show that he ever did, he just looks totally out of it. So once again, a legend of grunge bites the dust. Chris Cornell now joins Kurt Cobain and Scott Weiland in grunge heaven. And I'm guessing right about now, Eddie Vedder is feeling kind of nervous.
Probably so.
Regardless, I thought it would only be right and proper to pay tribute to Chris Cornell by playing you Hunger Strike from Temple of the Dog.
Oh, that is so nice.
And then I was like, wait a minute, I hate that song. In fact, I hated Temple of the Dog, just like I hated Soundgarden and Audioslave.
You're hateful.
Instead, I think I'll honor and celebrate some people who actually want to live. So I'm going to play another song by In Flames. This is off their most recent album called Battles, and the song is called Underneath My Skin.
Do you think that's appropriate?
Be sure to go to my website, montycalvin.net, and check out my t-shirts, CDs, and paintings. Let me know what you thought of my show here, and I'll be back real soon with more fun and excitement. But until then, this is Monty saying take care. Don't let anyone tell you what to like unless it's me. And
rock on.
Oh!
The end.